Hi, friends. Missed you real bad. I skipped last week. I did. But I've been researching. I got two pages in front of me of things I want to tell you about around the topic of confidence, self-doubt, and being able to trust your own judgment. Because I'm in the land of the gaslight. Miami is the absolute land of the gaslight. And when I say I did research, I went into my own brain. I also like researched some things, but I went into all the dark parts of my brain and figured out what the fuck has been going on. There is a level of gaslighting going on from companies, corporations, the government, social media in a grand scale way. And it started to impact me at a lower level. So I want to blow all these things out the water and I want to bring what I've realized to people's awareness so you can stop feeling so crazy and so overstimulated and freaked out. Like, the whole thing about anxiety and being overstimulated and the way that a lot of us feel, we feel like it's for no reason. We can't figure out why. I figured out why, or at least a really big contributor to it. I feel so much more at peace. So I want to share it all. But this took me down a fucking rabbit hole because it starts with yourself. And I want to talk about the whole like self-trust thing. When you know something's off, dig into it. This is what I found when I started digging. Bitch, I've been at it with the shovel. Ooh. Okay, so when I said I'm in Miami, the land of the gaslight, nothing is what you think it is. Anything that you see, you can't trust it. The things that you feel, you can't trust it. Typically, if you're not sober, you cannot trust how you feel. And Miami is the land of coping. I started realizing I couldn't get a grip on my mental state. That whole feeling that I had of like coming back to myself, taking off all the jewelry, taking off all the designer shit, and being like a human again and meeting myself like on a human level, not all this superficial bullshit. A lot of people here feel real weird and you layer on shit to prevent your brain from thinking about it. It was like a mental block where I wasn't looking deeper into things, but it also goes more than just the way that you're dressing and the things that you're wearing. It goes into your physical appearance too. Like the way that people go to the gym and the steroids and the fillers and all the fixation on the physical. Yeah. So Miami, nothing is what you think it is. And I'm not talking bad about it in a negative way because it's been the biggest gift. When you're surrounded by everything being smoke and mirrors and everything being a gaslight, what you think something is not what it is. What you experienced is not what you experienced. Gaslighting is the one way to turn someone truly insane. And this is the point I really want to get across, especially with the climate that we're in, with everything in the world. If you can gaslight somebody hard enough, they will stop trusting their own perception of reality. They will stop trusting their own feelings and their own read and experiences in situations. You leave them with two options: to cope with feeling lost and cope so far they lose themselves completely. Or two, you can make them dependent on someone or something else's read or perception to be fed to them. They look for someone that they can lean on and be told what they experienced. Everybody's so desperate for validation nowadays. People can't have an opinion if other people don't agree with them. And people just have opinions by proxy. They don't think about shit on their own. They just see people agree with a certain thing and accept that. Okay, since the consensus perception and opinion is that, I guess that's my opinion. We're going to get some more of that in a second with examples of it and how you can protect yourself from being brainwashed, basically. But the whole thing with making people question their own judgment and gaslighting them to a point where they don't trust what they see, feel, think, or experience. Miami has been the biggest gift because you have the option of coping and relying on other people's judgment, or you're forced into an inward turn so drastically, you have an absolute ego death like you've never experienced. That's what I'm kind of going through now, and I love it. I'm addicted to it. Like the pain of emotional growth, I like get off on it. Like, I don't know what it is right now, but I'm in it and I love it. But the whole forced inward turn thing, that is the gift of being in Miami. And that is what I think my soul led me here to experience. Because all the superficial bullshit, all the gaslighting, all the going crazy, I was coping. I was partying. I was just trying to like deal with what I was feeling, didn't understand what I was feeling, what was going on, but I got to a boiling point. I was just so overstimulated. I started stripping things off. I isolated myself. I got things off of me. I got things out of my view, like in my place. I cleaned out a bunch of shit. But going sober and committing to not distracting myself, it forced me to turn inward. Also, it made me question my values and what I value. Because that's the other thing with being gaslit. If you don't trust your own judgment, and you are gaslit to a point you don't trust your experience or your feelings, you can be taught what to value. You can be taught what is valuable. But the thing I started looking at was who benefits by having everybody confused and dependent for what they think, believe, and want. A lot of people in power have a lot to gain by keeping people distracted and confused. And I got to a point where I was so like irritated with myself because I would be on social media and I started looking into politics. And that is something I was not prepared for, but this turned into a whole spiritual like come apart because of how the experience was trying to educate myself on politics. You can be going down a rabbit hole about a certain topic. You can think that you have an opinion made off of what you've researched and seen and facts and like factual shit. Then you can also look at things that other people have posted and other people's thoughts and like perspectives on whatever the subject is that you're researching. You open the comment section and people agree with you. And I was going through this thing where I was feeling like I was getting factual information and I would understand it. And I would see enough comments where people agreed with it. And it would like reinforce my belief in the facts that I just read. And then the next day I'd get online, I'd see some stuff and I'd open the comments. And the comments would be attacking the people that were talking about the facts that I just educated myself on. And the way people were ripping it the fuck to shreds and not agreeing with it, I started to question my own perception of it. And then I had to remind myself, Leo, these are factual things. What the fuck? But right there, it happened with so many topics where I would educate myself, look at the facts, and then the general consensus, like when there's hundreds or thousands of comments that disagree, that level of pressure for someone like me who's very opinionated, I started noticing I would doubt myself. I'm like, wait, if this many people disagree, is this bullshit? And I had to dead stop myself from letting my opinion of what I've factually researched be swayed by comments. But that's the thing with opinions. And most people are not strong enough to have an opinion and stand on it or stand with it. And it got me to a point of like, I've almost snapped mentally. I was like so irritated with trying to learn about politics. I was like, fuck all of it. I'm going to go back to how I was and not give a fuck about nothing. And I can't. Once you open Pandora's box, you can't go back. But that whole dynamic of the general consensus being flipped made me start to question myself. And I can't imagine how this has done a number on the entire population. Like everybody's brain is like desperate. And I started to get angry when I couldn't make up my own opinion because I'm looking at facts. I'm looking at other facts. A lot of things contradict each other. A lot of sources can't be trusted. General consensus opinion is one thing. And then the next day it's another thing. And it's so hard to stay strong and like have an opinion. I have no problem with standing here and owning a fucking opinion that I have. But I'm someone that has opinions based off my life experience and things that I go through because I can stand on that. You cannot gaslight me out of what the fuck I went through. You could try. You're not going to be able to do it. I love to have an opinion and stand 10 toes down on it. And I was trying to make opinions for myself around different topics with things. And politics is one section of things that I was looking into. And I got so angry because there's so many contradicting, conflicting things. Then I also know the back end of social media where a lot of shit is bots. A lot of people are paid to talk certain ways. People are able to sway the public opinion, which sways most people's opinion who aren't paying attention. How many times have you seen something on social media? Someone's getting canceled and you've followed this person and you've watched how they are and who they are and you think a certain way of them. And then you see a hate video about them and They're trying to say that this person is actually like this. They're secretly a piece of shit. And you think your first thought is, no, I don't believe this. I think they're just talking shit because I've seen XYZ. Like, I've watched this. I know things going on. Like, I've seen this person. I've watched this person. I've seen things that they've said. This doesn't sound accurate. And you're kind of like, no, I don't believe this video. You open the comments and there's thousands of people ripping this person. And you see that the general overall opinion is negative and everybody's believing this motherfucker who's talking. It happens to me too. You immediately think, oh, is there more to it I didn't think of? Whatever. Typically, I'm not going to spend time reading too much into the conversation and the shit. I just kind of scroll past it. But how many times have you let a video and then a comment section, general consensus, sway your opinion on somebody or a situation or a topic? Just because it was so much hatred and so much the opposite way, you're just like, oh, okay. And you question yourself and you go back on yourself. That's the thing that I think is driving a lot of people insane, because you cannot get a fucking opinion. Like, you can't have one. And it drives you insane where every single day your entire reality is like combusted in front of you. That's why I think a lot of people are so angry and so furious and fight so irrationally. It seems like people fight irrationally online about their opinions on things, is because everybody's having their opinions be knocked around every single time they open their phone. Like, it's kind of like a brainwashing, but a destabilization of people's trust with themselves, which is gaslighting. And the fact that I've researched factual things and it's still impacted my feeling on the topic, your gut is always right. Your first instinct is always right. You know when something is off. And this is where I'm going to talk about my video I made about Charlie Kirk. Everybody knew his death felt very fucking weird. We all got to address it. And I'm going to just call it what it is. I never typically speak about politics. For whatever reason, I felt the soul urge to talk about it and talk about that situation. There's a reason that so many people felt so uncomfortable and nobody could pinpoint why. And what I believe is all of our intuition, everybody's intuition was pinged. Something is off. Foul play. Something's weird. Nobody could make logical sense of it, but everybody knows his death felt weird. Whether you agreed with what he said or not, his death felt weird. And we all had to watch it and we all saw it. There's a reason it was pushed in front of our face so much. And everybody on social media had a very weird reaction. I had one personally, but one thing I'm going to bring up is Charlie Kirk's view on abortion. He was at this little debate thing and this girl asked him, if your daughter got molested and got pregnant, would you force her to keep the baby or would you let her get an abortion? And he said, I would force her to get a baby. Right there, we flat out dis a fucking agree. He was saying, you don't meet evil with more evil. I don't agree with that. If someone ever molests a child and they get pregnant, the correct thing to do is terminate that evil. Why do you want to keep it living? Why do you want to ruin your daughter's life? That is something I have a personal opinion on and I can stand on it 10 toes down. There's some things he said that I could see his point. I could agree with it. And there's some spots where I was like, dead, no. That was the exact video where I stopped watching his content because I was like, we have two different of views on something that is so important to me. But he is someone, or was someone, who was governed by a certain set of religious beliefs. I started to get mad at myself that I even spoke on the topic. Genuinely, I was like irritated with myself. Like, why the fuck did my soul have to go insert me into a political type thing? I didn't care about the backlash. I was just annoyed because I'm like, I don't have no skin in this game. Why the fuck is my soul guiding me to talk about this topic? I started getting pissed off at myself. And I was like, I should have never spoke about it. I should have never dealt with this bullshit. I was just irritated. Now I see exactly why I spoke on it. Because now I can speak on saying it was weird enough to get me to speak. We all felt intuitively off enough for me to address that. And I never address politics. So that's like my validation right there, that was the internal ping. Charlie Kirk was not assassinated, in my opinion, by who they're saying did it. Tyler Robinson, I don't fucking believe that for a goddamn second. Based off of the sheer factual information that I've seen online, the question of who killed him has unraveled and directed me down this rabbit hole where I've questioned and looked at everything. I've been watching people I never thought I would watch, and I'm like glued to their videos. There's one person, and you know who I'm talking about. Go Max. Is streamline gunning for everyone. Name dropping, fact checking, being absolutely fucking ruthless. And I love it. This person is not having any kind of political affiliation. That's been blown out of the water for them. They're just solely looking for the facts of this situation and does not care who they piss off and who they expose. They're just gunning for it. And I have loved watching it. I'm hooked. I haven't even looked at these notes much. I just been rambling. But the thing I want to highlight with the thing about Charlie Kirk getting killed and his death feeling weird. It did feel weird. And we all were picking up on something. And that something was foul play. That something was, this is off. And then it just turned from a distraction of looking into why it feels off to the right versus the left. Everybody just started a political fucking fight and everybody was distracted. And I am 100% sure that was orchestrated and planned and pushed. It was fostered. But the question of who killed Charlie Kirk is the one thing that has the right and the left united. Everybody was fighting. Then everybody was like, wait, who did kill him? Because nobody believes that. And the more lies I've seen be exposed, I think that was the thing. But my point with all of this is to say, trust your fucking gut. When something feels off, it is off. We all collectively got an intuitive ping at the same time. But literally, if you look at social media, everybody's addicted to the phone. And our perception is constantly being attacked from every angle. And the only thing you can trust is yourself. Even if you don't know all of something, if you feel like something's off, trust your gut. And that applies to every situation, in every single aspect. Even if that first suspicion is wrong, there's usually always something. And literally go back, just a stupid example. Go back to any time you've had a thought, a random thought, to check your partner's phone, or to look something up, or to look through something, to snoop. Typically, anytime you get that weird gut feeling out of fucking nowhere, or if someone just says, how are you? And it sounds a little off, everything is fine. It sounds fine, looks fine, but it sounds off in your emotional system. Like you feel like you get a ping of like, something was off with that. You can go too far and get paranoid, but it's better to be paranoid than stupid and convincing yourself against yourself. But every single time that you've ever had a gut feeling, you were fucking right. Anytime you've gone through someone's phone, not because you were just snoopy or you convinced yourself to go through it, but anytime you just got that random ping of look over at something or check something or go through a certain phone or a certain device, there was always something fucking there. The first time I got like a ping to go look through an ex's of mine's iPad, there was nothing in the iPad. And that feeling still kept being there. And I was like, no, I'm not gonna hunt for something. I'm not gonna whatever. And then I got another random ping a couple days later and went through the motherfucker's Apple Watch and found everything I needed to see. Your soul will always tell you. And I just want to highlight that we had a collective intuitive ping that something was off when homeboy got popped in the neck. Okay? So look into it is all I'm gonna say. Start digging. But my other observation with this is kind of like the way we understand that everything in our perception is being attacked at all times. If you look at what is pushed the most and what is so fucking normalized, it's disgusting, is antipsychotic medications, medical diagnoses for mental health shit, and antidepressants. These things, Adderall is prescribed like a motherfucker too. It's so easy to get. It's easier to get Adderall than antibiotics in the United States. Every single thing that can warp your accuracy of perceiving your emotions is pushed like a motherfucker and like never before. Why? Who benefits? That's the question to ask. Why are certain things being pushed in our faces? Why are things being pushed down our throats? Literally, pills. It's very hard to find somebody who's not on a fucking pill or a prescription. And it's always one that plays with your emotions. And a lot of therapists have to, when you go see them, for them to continue to see you and have your insurance cover your visits, they have to give you a mental diagnosis. They have to give you a mental disorder diagnosis of some sort to show that they're treating you for something. To actually just go get a therapist and talk through things and have someone to talk through shit you're going through with, that doesn't exist anymore without having a label on yourself. Oh, you're depressed. Oh, you have OCD. Oh, you have ADHD. You can't focus. Oh my God. You have depression because you're going through grief and you're going through a death and a loss of somebody. Now you have a depression diagnosis. Now you think you're depressed. Now they're going to give you some kind of antidepressant medication. I'm not against medications. I was a nurse. I understand how all this works. I just do not like how freely it's pushed and how often people are taught that they're weak and helpless and fucked up. I have more faith that people are not as fucked up as people seem. But like all these operations, I'm going to call them that, to get us to not trust our own perception, our own feelings, and our own opinions. This is what drives people insane. This is what makes people depressed. This is what makes people fucked up. But this also takes so many other forms. There's other covert ways this happens. The social media, we already talked about it. Other thing is telling you what is healthy and what will improve your value as a person, your body, your physical body, the amount of steroids that people take, the amount of peptides people take, the amount of shit people are injecting in themselves and taking is at an all-time high. They're way more accessible. Knowledge and research behind them, I'm air quoting that because a lot of it's bullshit. You have a lot of people online just spewing shit and talking. And there's a lot of fake studies, and look into it. But people are getting you to do shit to alter and warp and hyperfixate on your physical appearance in a way that's never been seen before in history. Then you can look at diet and what foods are promoted and recommended now. It's like every time you turn around, more foods are bad and they're good and these are bad. Now studies have come out and this thing is awful for you and everybody's been eating this and it's killing us. Oh my God. Like everybody has a problem every fucking day with something new. They keep you so confused around your diet and your food. You don't even know what to eat. And like, you're trying to be healthier. You're trying to like be a certain way and you're confused as shit. Everybody is. And that's for a reason. But the other thing I want to get back to was like, people have ways of convincing you what will make you valuable and what will make you live a valuable life and a happy life. And a big tactic is the physical appearance thing. It keeps people selling you shit. It keeps doctors being able to do surgeries and fillers and all kind of stuff. And I'm not against any of it. I'm just saying be aware of it. A lot of people don't need it and they're getting it. But all these things that people do to improve their value and to feel a sense of worth, like, oh, they convince you if you look better, you'll feel more self-confident. Most people who are attractive are very fucking insecure. So they get you tied up in all this. You're trying to improve your worth. And the things that you're trying to do to improve your worth as a human being, prove your worth to other people, is draining you. Fixating on your body, fixating on your health, diet, exercise, steroids, fillers. Oh my God. That's exhausting because nobody's typically doing it to feel better and to be healthier. It's to look a certain way. That's what's pushed, is do all these things so that you can look a certain way and you will be more valuable. So it's an effort. It's a forced thing from everybody of like, I have to prove my worth. Everything you're doing is proving your worth. And it comes down to like everything that you eat, every action you take, every time you go to the gym or do these things. I had to break this on my own. That's kind of like the thing that's like overarchingly being pushed, is how to be more valuable. But what I'm saying is the things that you're doing to try and be more valuable, make more money, be more famous, all this shit, read these books, be smart. Oh my God. Like all these fucking things, wear this jewelry, wear this designer stuff, always have the new shit. All these things that people tell you that you are going to make you more valuable exhaust you, drain you, and take from you. And nothing is set up in this life to reflect you value. Nobody benefits from validating your worth. No companies can continue to sell shit if you feel good about yourself. So it's this loop that I've noticed that I've been in and everybody's kind of like trapped in. So I want to talk about it Get out of it, babe. I'm throwing you a little fishing line. I'm trying to catch you, ho. Put your lip out. I'm going to hook you like a fish and drag you out. Come on. Get on the boat. But does that make sense? How nothing is set up to validate your worth and make you feel good. The tactics of selling things and doing things is just to play with your insecurity and play with your shit. It's like, I can't stand it. I cannot stand it. Like, everybody's tactic for selling is urgency, fear that you're not going to get the deal again. They're trying to force it to you in like a time crunch, limited stock, limited this. It's like everybody sells in a very stressed out fucking way, where shopping is not like just like a normal thing anymore. Everything is the last one. Everything is only 24 hours for this sale. Your card expires in 10 minutes. Nothing's an enjoyable fucking experience no more. It's all this fake, like, forcing you to do these things. And it's like everything is emotional now. Everything is a lack of logic and reason. And that's one thing how I sell my merch. I post it. It's live. If you want it, go get it. If you don't want it, okay. I'm not mad at you. I'm not gonna sit here and fake it and fucking do all these campaigns and all this stressful shit. Like, when it sells out, it sells out. It's the truth. I'm not doing the fake, oh, it sold out, just so I can make it seem like it's exclusive. Girl, no, my shit actually sells out. And I have to wait, or I'm still waiting for the restock of everything. It'll be back. But it takes time to get things restocked. When you see companies go out of stock and then go back in stock like 2-3 days later, they already had that fucking stock made. And they just lied to get a sense of urgency so everybody would shop again. If you actually sell out, it takes at least a month to get your products remade. If you're talking about cosmetics, couple of months. So that's just something I wanted to point out, is like everything is so goddamn cortisol. Everything is so stressed. Oh my God, freaking you out. That's annoying. Like, nothing's just enjoyable. And like, you go shopping in stores and these sales associates are like hawks on you. Like, God forbid. Like, what do I got to do to get you away from me? Fart? Because you lingering around me like a fucking fart. Like, what do I got to do to get you to fuck off? I want to go walk around a store, look at things. Why are you pushing me? Like, everybody lying. They're just trying to make a sale. Leave me the fuck alone. People trying to sell me white t-shirts. I walk in a store and I say, I only wear black. And they pull out a fucking cream sweater. Do I need to bust you upside your fucking head? Why are you trying to sell me shit I don't fucking want? That's just another topic. I'm going to get off on ranting. Okay, switching gears. The whole thing about when I said in the beginning of this, my values have changed. Like, when I moved to Miami, what I valued and what I centered my life around was partying, networking, meeting people, shopping, all this shit. My values have changed. What I truly want has changed, because I've had a forced inward turn where I have to look at my own feelings, thoughts, emotions, desires. You can't convince me that I desire something that I don't. And that is something that everybody needs to have, is a forced inward turn. You don't have to move to Miami to have it, but that is what is required right now. If you want to like stay mentally sane, turn inward. What do you think? What do you feel? What do you want? Check in with that first before anything, because social media will tell you what to want. Your desires are being picked for you if you're not listening to them yourself. Everybody is always posting the Miami penthouses and the apartments, all this shit. I'm like, ooh, I want that. I would like that. The view stresses me the fuck out. Humans are not meant to live this many fucking floors up, okay? I don't like it. I feel like I'm in the middle of the chaos. I feel like I'm watched. I have binoculars because I like to like snoop. I'm nosy. I like to look at things. I like to see if traffic's bad on the interstate before I leave. But I know other people got binoculars, and I know people can fucking see me, and I've been living with the blinds down a lot, but I opened this so we could have a little, like, something in the background. But the whole point is, me paying attention to what I actually feel when I'm here, this shit ain't for me. I don't like being in an apartment. I don't like being in shit like this. Other people would die for it, because everybody's been convinced the skyline view, the fucking ninth apartment is the thing. Not for me. And that's fine. But that's the thing, is you're allowed to not want what other people want. Everybody wants a goddamn Lamborghini. Everybody wants a Urus. Everybody wants a Rolls Royce. I would love a Rolls Royce, but I could afford one. But I'm not going to pay that, because I think paying $350,000 for a car is stupid. That's my own personal thoughts and my own feelings about it. I'm not going to bend that to what? Get people to look at me like I have a nice car. Oh my God, you're the Rolls Royce. Who gives a fuck? It's got wheels and it drives. It's like my same perspective with watches. Okay, girl, you have a watch. Ooh, I don't give a damn. Are you fun? Are you a key? Do you have a good time? Are you a good friend, a good person? I want to know what you feel, and I want to know your philosophical shit and the way you perceive life and how you experience life and what your values and morals are, not what fucking watch you have and how much you paid for it or what car you drive. But that's me. Other people bust nuts because they see cars on the road and they, oh my God, the Rolls Royce, oh my God, the Lamborghini, like they get so excited. I've never been into it. The car thing. Designer clothes and jewelry? Yeah. But my whole thing with all this is like, everybody will tell you and people will push things of how your life is supposed to be and what you should want. Having a Lamborghini at 23 is fucking normal and it's accessible and you should have that. And if you don't have that, you should be insecure and you should doubt yourself. That's the way things are set up. No fucking 23-year-old should be driving a Lamborghini. When your little soul popped in this body and came in this life, you didn't plan to have other people determine the correctness of your life path and your desires and the way that you live your life and what you do. Nobody knows you better than you. The only thing you can truly trust, and you've known it since you've taken your first breath in this little life, is yourself. No one can determine your life path for you. No one can determine what you feel and what you think but you. No one will ever know what you feel but you. People might feel similar things or feel the same things because of certain experiences. Like, you have that in common, but nobody knows what's best for you but you. And it doesn't matter how convincing things are. You're allowed to not want it. You're allowed to want something different for your life. I'm leaving in 2 weeks, December 1st. I leave this apartment. And my plan as of right now is to buy a truck and go drive around the United States and go just travel and bullshit and just go see what I want to do. Wherever my little soul want to go, drive, bitch, drive the car. I'm really just going to do that. I'm going to take my little podcast equipment, take my little camera with me. Y'all going to come. And I'm gonna get a little truck. Little, please. It'd be a nice big truck. Run everybody off the road, jump a few curbs and shit, have some fun. Nice sunroof, smoke some cigarettes. But I'm gonna go just travel around and journey around, see what the fuck happens. And I'm gonna share the clarity of that because I feel like there's like an obligation. The way that I've got my life set up right now, I can go do what I want for a little bit and I don't have to stress about bills. And when you can finally lift out of that stress that I used to live in for so long, you kind of get the privilege of contemplating philosophy and contemplating the meaning of life and the way that things are. And it's like, I want to go explore that and dive into that. I feel like I have a duty and like a responsibility to like dive deeper into life and share what I've learned for people who don't get the luxury to do that. So I feel very inspired and very good. One more thing I want to talk about. With the distraction shit, it just popped in my mind. I was talking about a couple episodes ago how I want to go pay off outstanding balances for kids in schools for their lunch and for food. Anyone with an outstanding balance, I want to pay it off. And like as much as I can afford to do it before the end of the year. And I posted a video about it on TikTok because I was like, find me a fucking nonprofit because I really want to do this. And I've been seeing a lot of people online talking about all this and that with the SNAP benefits and people not being able to eat. And they're claiming that they're doing all this and that. And they're claiming that they're helping. No one's screenshotting their bank account. So I don't trust it. I don't believe it. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to go donate the fucking money and I'm going to screenshot it. And I'm going to post it. But the point I'm going to make is when I posted that, people commented, well, what about Palestine? Well, what about Sudan? Well, what about kids' education? Why don't you donate to kids to be able to go to college? Why don't you donate to music and hobbies? And what about this? And what about that? It's like the whataboutism smacked me across my fucking face and it pissed me off because how fucking stupid are people that you don't understand feeding people is the first priority. People that cannot afford to eat right now because the economy is so fucking bad, kids, children who can't afford to eat are my priority. But that's the other tactic they have us under right now. You know who I mean by they, is we're so fucking goddamn strung out. People can't afford to eat here. And our own country, United States, is so fucked up and so corrupted. Most of the population is focusing on surviving. And our place is such a shit wreck. We have no time to look at what's happening in the world. We have no time to pay attention to the genocides happening. I've tried donating to certain things and a lot of shit's blocked. So I'm going to help where I can. the United States. I can help people who can eat. Like, it's here. Like, I live here. Everybody needs fucking help right now. And I'm going for the kids first, because kids don't got no fucked up political opinions that piss me off. Not even just political opinions. But kids still have that innocence, and they shouldn't have to stress about where they're going to get food from. They should just be able to eat and not give a fuck. Kids should go be kids before you got to grow up and start getting involved in this fuck-ass world that we live in now. Ugh. Like, I at least want to save your youth for you. Feed the fuck out of you. Make sure everybody's good, happy, and can eat. Before you got to deal with all these wackos. Holy shit. And assault is illegal. Fuck. They really got our hands tied. Okay, that's all. I'm done yapping, I think. Leave me a comment. Let me know what you thought of this episode. It was kind of all over the board. I had notes, but I really didn't even pay attention. I was just talking shit. If you like this video, leave it a little thumbs up. Subscribe on YouTube and shit if you're new. I always forget to say this at the end. My God. Oh, also at the end, leave a cigarette emoji in the comments if you made it this far. That'll be our emoji for this week. But leave a little cigarette if you made it this far. Because damn, I need one. After talking about all this, I need one. I'm about to go have me a little cigarette. This shit is stressing me out. I just want to talk about it all. But like I said earlier, merch will be coming back soon. I'm going to restock like all the classic merch that you said you guys wanted. And then all the Tits the Season stuff is going to start shipping in the next like 2 weeks. So you'll get a tracking email if you pre-ordered. You'll get an email with a tracking number as soon as it ships. And they're going to ship out by like who ordered first. So even if it's like a couple of days late, but like December 1st, most of them should be shipped out. So if you have any issues or worries or comments or concerns, you can go to leoskepticcollection.com. I'll put it in the description. And there's details on the site. Like, the site is locked down right now until everything's restocking. But I have the customer service email there if you want to submit. Let me specify. Any order issues or order questions or concerns, send it there. Don't be blowing the email up for no fucking reason, okay? I know I don't look at it no more, but the people I pay, come on. Like, trying to cost me more money. Make them work more. Also, leave a comment if you know about a good nonprofit that would help me do this with the schools. I do be reading the comments. I just don't let you know that I read them. Because some people piss me off. Okay, that's it. I'm going to smoke a cigarette. Love you so bad. Everybody be safe. Take care of yourself. And I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.